Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Lights, Camera, Christmas. A Lighthouse Pictures production in association with Mar Vista Entertainment, Los Angeles. A bird's eye view of the city lights at night. The Los Angeles Cinema of the Arts. Title, My Favorite Santa. Brad Baxter. Mariah Marquez. Text, Kimberly Sistad. Caleb Turner, producer, on stage.
My name is Caleb Turner. I am the producer of My Favorite Santa. And please, please all remember that the movie premieres next Friday only on Dazzle Plus. So tell everybody you know. I am thrilled to introduce some extremely special people who want to come out here and answer some of your questions. So enough of me talking. Let's get right to it. First and foremost, the lovely and talented writer and director, Jill Turner. And now, please, let's say hello to our beautiful leading lady, the fabulous Mariah.
A beaming Mariah blows kisses to the audience and hugs the producer.
But certainly not least, you know him as the king of Christmas movies. Please give a warm welcome to the one, the only, Brad Baxter.
Brad waves to the audience and pumps his fist.
Okay, so it is now question time. If you have anything you would like to ask, just raise your hand and we will call upon as many of you as we can.
Right
and
here.
Yes, madam, you have a question?
You don't have a question.
She gets the mic.
This might be a silly first question, but I really loved all the costumes in this movie. They just jumped right off the screen. Is there any story behind those?
No way. Nancy Devine, is that you?
Guilty as charged.
Oh my God.
Hi, Caleb.
Well, that would actually be a question for our costume designer, also known as your daughter, Carrie. I see you there. Come on up here and say hello.
Come on, everybody. Come on, get up here, Carrie. Come on. Yeah. All right.
Carrie, embarrassed, stumbles her way to the stage.
She's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Devine, our costumer extraordinaire.
On stage.
Thank you very much. There you go.
Oh.
Take that. Okay, the question is for you, Carrie, and I'm sure that you must have quite the story.
Everyone looks at her.
Yeah, well, actually, for me, it was all just a happy accident.
Flashback.
Last November, My Favorite Santa was shot in my hometown of 12 Oaks, Colorado. It certainly changed the town. And it definitely changed.
12 Oaks is preparing for Christmas.
Little help from my assistant manager?
Sorry, honey. I am so excited about this movie filming here. I can hardly stand it.
Me? I can't stand it at all.
Do you know how many people would give anything to have a big Christmas movie filmed in their hometown? Not to mention one starring Brad.
At Carrie's shop.
Which one is he again?
He is only the king of Christmas
Carrie
movies.
Shrugs, shakes
Christmas
her head.
Clock. Hello, Christmas. Chattanooga Christmas.
Nope.
There's no Christmas like snow Christmas. Carrie, you live with me. How come none of these movies even ring a bell?
Well, they all sort of blend together. But if you're happy, I'm happy.
Well, you should be, because the entire cast and crew are staying right around the corner. This could mean a lot of new customers.
I love you. Mom, I do, but it would take a miracle for me to pay back all this back rent.
Honey, I know it has been a rough patch, but something will turn up, you'll see.
Something.
Carrie holds up a letter, 3 months' rent, past due.
Collection notice.
Nancy looks concerned. Poinsettia-decorated trees, window decor at the inn at 12 Oaks. Brad Baxter and Jamie De Palma step out.
Look at this little cute town, huh? But where are my adoring fans, huh?
On a Tuesday at noon, unless they declared your arrival a state holiday, I'd say work, school, and lunch.
Okay, well, a little fanfare would have been nice. You know?
Get on Twitter, count your followers, and that should tide you over.
That's a good idea.
I want to introduce you to Mayor Dennis Lee. Because of his superb outreach and partnership, we are the first movie ever to shoot here in 12 Oaks.
What?
Mayor, this is the Brad Baxter.
Wow, what a pleasure, Mr. Baxter. Superstar like yourself in our little town really puts us on the map. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, please, call me Brad.
The mayor's really rolling out the red carpet for us on this one. How about a couple photos? What about right here?
Sure.
I can take a snap.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Here we go. And there we go. Nice.
Okay, let me see.
What?
Yeah, I want to check it out.
Okay, yeah, check that out.
I don't know. The mayor looks like a handsome devil, but I look like I ate something sour, so we're just going to delete that one and take it again.
Let's do that one again.
Okay with you?
Yeah, all right.
Here we go.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Cheese.
There you go.
There it is. Huh? Look at us.
I love it.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. What is it? I got to take this. So we're going to do one of those.
Okay.
And Mayor, so great to meet you. Thank you for having us. I'll see you later.
Yes. You too, Brad. And we'll see you at the tree lighting ceremony tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad steps away.
Wait, what? Lucy.
Hello.
Carrie comes strolling by.
Oh, hi. Excuse me. Hi. Sorry. Hey. Can I borrow your phone for like 2 seconds? My phone died. I was on a really important phone call.
Sure.
Great. Thank you so much.
Brad walks off with her phone.
Lucy, Brad, no, sorry, I ran out of juice. Anyways, just start over.
Standing on the corner.
Okay, great. thank you, Lucy. And, all right, I can't wait to hear. We'll talk soon. Okay.
Brad walks away with Carrie's phone. She is startled.
Hey, my phone. Can I have my phone back, please?
I'm sorry. My head was still in that call. You know how it is when your agent calls and throws you a curveball. It just makes me crazy. But, by the way, you missed a few phone calls and, like, 3 texts. So I'll see you around town, I hope.
He walks away with a jaunty step. Carrie is flummoxed.
Wow.
Carrie arrives at her home adorned with Christmas lights. Abundant decorations.
I was inspired by all the Christmas spirit.
Lights, ribbons.
I think it's a little early for Nancy's famous explosion of Christmas decorations. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. I forgot.
I live with Carrie Killjoy.
Mom, I need a plan for the store. Got 60 days and counting.
Oh, honey, about that, I have decided to dip into my savings and get you squared away on the rent.
No.
And then we can pay off some of the bills, too.
No, Mom, Dad left you that money for your future, for your life.
Honey, you are my life. Don't you think your father would have wanted me to help you out when you needed it?
Well, yeah, but if this business is gonna survive, it needs to be self-sufficient, okay? I need to be self-sufficient.
Do you want to grab a ribbon and forget your troubles?
No, I want to grab some food and emotional...
Carrie walks away.
How the apple fell so far from the Christmas tree, I will never know.
Carrie stares at a computer screen, a spreadsheet entitled Retrofit Exchange Finances, her clothing store. She navigates to Utopia, a job search website. A job search by city. Carrie types in the search boxes, fashion designer, and thinks for a moment. She types, New York. And hits return. Designer jobs galore appear on the page. Assistant designer. Jewelry designer.
What am I doing?
Downtown. Retrofit.
Ooh, let's check this place out.
I'll be right here.
Brad and Mariah walk into the store. Carrie.
Hi. Can I help you find
She
anything?
Recognizes Brad.
Oh, you. The phone thief.
The phone thief?
You are the one I borrowed a phone from when mine died.
So you charged it?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every day you get to help out a famous dude, you know what I'm saying.
Famous?
Carrie looks puzzled. Brad removes his shades and flashes her a big grin and a wink.
Hi, I'm Mariah Marquez.
Carrie.
And this goofball is the great Brad Baxter.
Guilty.
We are acting together in My Favorite Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I love your store, by the way. This is so great.
Oh, well, let me know if you need anything. So, you are the king of Christmas movies.
You do know who I am.
No.
Mm.
My mother's... mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. Mothers love me.
Mm.
It's always so great.
She shakes her head.
Friend.
Carrie.
I'll be over here.
Okay. This dress is so fabulous. It is classy and kinky.
That one is new. I made it. And a few other ones over here. Just, yeah.
So you sell clothes and design them?
Well, yes. Something I do on the side.
You have a real gift. Brad?
Yeah?
Carrie here designed and made all these clothes. Amazing, huh?
Really? Wow, that's very cool. Did you know, before I was an actor, I used to design and make my own furniture?
Really? I just wouldn't have pegged you as a tool belt and power saw type.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before I was the King of Christmas, they called me the Prince of Pine. Unofficially, of course, just a nickname.
Okay. And that is our cue to leave, but I will be back. Promise.
Okay.
Carrie looks down as they head out the door. Her mother, Nancy, comes out from the back.
Brought some extra decorations.
Might as well cheer up this place, too.
Guess who you just missed?
Please tell me our landlord.
Brad, Baxter,
Mariah Marquez.
You're kidding me.
No, Brad, Baxter, and Mariah Marquez were right here in our little store?
Yeah. She seemed nice. He was a little full of himself.
Maybe I can still catch them.
Which way did he go?
Nancy flies out the door. Downtown, Caleb Turner is on the phone.
What do you mean she took another gig? No, you're her agent. Can't you do something? No. We can't match that amount. Not even close. Well, not as sorry as I am. Thanks for
nothing. Mariah appears.
You look like you just lost your best friend.
Worse, our costumer. She took a gig on the new Matt Damon film. 3 months in Spain. 3 times the pay. Our first fitting's in 2 hours.
Is everything going to be okay?
Nope.
Mariah smiles slyly.
I may have.
Caleb comes to Carrie's shop.
Mariah said that?
Oh, yeah. She raved about your store and you. Love the Christmas decorations, by the way. It's never too early for Christmas, right?
Yeah. Sorry, what exactly?
He looks around.
Everything? Yeah, that way I'll have a ton of clothes on hand until I get a new costumer.
The whole store.
He brandishes his credit card. They watch the clothes being carried to trucks.
That's it.
Perfect. Oh, a tiny favor. Could you come over to set, just in case there's any questions about the clothes as we put them on the racks?
To the movie set?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yeah.
Carrie, this young man just bought out our entire store.
Well,
I think you know what that means.
Yes, of course, I could do that.
Great! I'll see you outside.
A beaming Nancy and a shocked Carrie. They squeal.
I knew something would turn up! You didn't say it was going to be a miracle!
A Christmas miracle.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to ask. What's your return policy?
They look shocked. Carrie arrives on set. Carrie stumbles around. Jamie De Palma runs into her.
You must be Carrie.
Huh?
Here's a script, scene breakdown, shooting schedule.
Carrie's hands are full.
For what? Sorry? Caleb said you would handle the first costume fitting.
What?
You design your own clothes, right?
Well, yeah, but...
You read the scene, match clothes, make them fit at the end. Please, there's no one else to do it, and you would be doing
it. Jamie drags Carrie away with her.
Come on.
This will be the scene that you'll be fitting, okay? It's the first scene of tomorrow.
Who... Things are a little crazy right now. Just...
Jamie gives her the script.
Go for Jamie.
No.
I'll get him right now.
Don't.
Brad comes sauntering up to Carrie.
Match the clothes and make
it. Oh. We meet again.
Brad. Hi.
It's, Carrie, right?
Yep.
Word is we have a new costume.
That's temporary. Very, very temporary.
Well... I am in your capable hands.
He Make gets serious.
I know. It's a tough job. But
he breaks up laughing. Brad points. Just kidding. He taps her script.
Oh, right. I actually haven't read the scene yet, so I don't know.
So he walks around her.
It's cold. Snowy.
Silent Night plays softly in the background.
I'm trying to convince this amazing woman that she's the one for me. She's flattered, with surprise. After all, we...
Brad leans into her.
We gaze into each other's eyes. Because there's no stopping love during the holiday.
He faces her closely.
We kiss. It's magic. Snow falls all around us. And scene.
Oh.
I mean, they don't call me the king of Christmas movies for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't. Mm. Well, let's find you something to wear to fall in love in the snow.
That sounds perf. I'll see you back at my trailer.
Perf.
Caleb walks around, talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm. She's available? Excellent! No, 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 not in 5 months. I need her in 5 minutes. Can you just hold for a second? Jamie, please remind Jill that she needs to be at the tree lighting ceremony tonight. We all need to be there.
Don't forget about the tree lighting ceremony tonight.
You can tell my ex-husband that I will be there, but not because he asked.
She'll be there.
Yeah, but... thank you, Jamie. I heard.
Oh, Jamie, please remind Caleb to go easy on the coffee. He knows what it does to his stress level.
Jamie, please thank Jill for her concern, but we both know it's not the coffee causing me stress. Listen, honeymoons are overrated. She can go on her honeymoon
Jill.
3 weeks after we wrap the film.
Carrie is in Brad's trailer, fitting him into his costume.
Why are you so serious? You do know this is the fun part.
I've never done this before, and I want to get it right.
Oh, please. I saw your work at your store. You're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell yourself short. I never do. Well, rule number one.
What?
Never cover the moneymaker.
Oh, right.
See? Isn't that better?
Carrie looks over the whole outfit, arms crossed.
I have an idea.
Okay. I like ideas.
She grabs a huge red parka from the closet.
Oh, no. That is enormous.
Imagine, okay, when you go in for your kiss, you can hardly do it because your enormous parka is in the way, but somehow, you know, you manage to do it. I can't. It's stupid.
No. That is a really great idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Try it on then.
All right. Here we go. Do this.
They struggle.
Okay. Here we go.
Really, sort of. Sorry. Suck.
Carrie struggles to zip up the gigantic parka.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
This is good.
Brad admires himself in the mirror.
Good job.
Carrie's mother arrives at the set.
Doing here? I found these darling Christmas sweaters in the storeroom. I thought you might need them.
Who let you in?
Oh, that sweet security guard.
It's Brad.
Hey. Who is your friend?
This is my mother.
Your mother? Is this is the same mother that you told me about?
Yeah. You only have one.
Did you tell him about me?
Hi. I'm Brad. Brad Baxter. It's
Nancy.
Nice to meet you.
Nancy.
Gushing.
Divine. Can I say that I am an enormous fan?
Yes, you can. You can say it all you want, and the louder and more often, the better.
Caleb appears.
Uh-oh. Bad times, boss?
Every costumer I've tried in this industry is either busy or an extortionist. Oh. Hi. Do you work for me?
No.
This is my mother.
Oh. Nice to meet you. Wait. How did the fitting go?
Oh, yeah. I think it was... okay, I think.
It was not okay.
Uh-oh.
It was terrific. In fact, you should hire her until you find someone.
Yeah?
Oh, no. No. I have a store to run, and I am very not qualified.
Whoa. What did I say about selling yourself short? She's a natural. Totally gets me, by the way. And she came up with this great comedy bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, you know, I would only need you for the one day. Well, maybe two, maybe three. Anyways, I'll pay your day rate up front.
She'll do it.
No.
What?
I don't even know. I don't have one of those. A day rate. Well, honey, you will now. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, take your
Nancy
time.
Nancy pulls her daughter aside.
Honey, I know this is overwhelming, but you need money
okay,
now.
Okay,
Carrie, you can do this. Come on. Come on.
That's beautiful.
Okay, I'll do it.
Great.
But don't say that I didn't warn you.
I will not say that, ever. Okay.
Because...
sisters.
Carrie crinkles her nose.
Yeah.
The premiere. From the
question.
Audience.
I'm wondering, how did you end up choosing where to shoot?
Oh, I can take that one. Two words, tax incentives. Sorry, it's a producer joke. No, 12 Oaks is a charming, beautiful place, and they have a lovely tradition where they close down their city center for their Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Flashback.
Hey, everybody. I'm Mayor Dennis Lee, and welcome to our early Christmas tree lighting ceremony in honor of our special Hollywood visitors. So, without further ado, I'd like you to meet the stars of My Favorite Santa, who will be lighting this fantastic tree, Brad Baxter and Mariah Marquez.
Right.
Brad and Mariah hurry to the stage. Brad steps up to the mic.
All right. Wow, thank you. Listen, Mariah and I are so honored to be here with all of you to light this beautiful, amazing tree. 3, 2, 1.
The lights turn on, and the bulbs shine brightly among the poinsettias on the tree.
And what would a tree lighting be without snow? So let it snow!
Tiny artificial snowflakes blizzard the area around the tree, cascading down onto the heads and shoulders of the onlookers. The next day, on the set, Caleb on the phone.
Oh, you're having a baby? Oh, that's, when? Oh, that's 6 weeks from now. We'll have you out of here in 3. Yeah. No. It's not that close. I mean, it's just... Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, no, I understand. Yeah, thank you. Congratulations.
Carrie appears.
Sorry, I didn't mean to overhear. Still no luck finding anyone?
Yeah, batting less than 0. Which, I don't even know how that's possible. Hey, I gotta tell you, I love the reindeer scarf that you put Brad in. I think the whole outfit looks amazing, so...
Great.
Oh, this is,
Hi, I'm Jill.
Jill, yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for jumping in last minute, even if it wasn't cleared with me first by the producer.
One thing, I'm just wondering if you could switch out that reindeer scarf for something a little bit brighter, more colorful.
Jamie, could you tell Jill that I happen to love the reindeer scarf?
Jill, Caleb loves the scarf.
Remind Caleb that he once valued and trusted my opinion, making me a more confident filmmaker, so I am now confidently overruling him.
So, I heard...
Thank you again so much.
Yes.
They shake hands.
I'm so sorry about that. It's a very long story with a short fuse. Anyway, first day, huh? So good luck, okay? Oh, I gotta get this. But if you're hungry, get some breakfast, okay? Because we're not shooting for like another hour. Yeah, hello, Susan? Susan, tell me you're available.
Jamie approaches Carrie.
Everyone's talking about how you saved the day.
Oh, hi. Really? They are? Well, somebody should save me. Probably shouldn't have said that.
Just have fun and enjoy
Caleb all. Caleb and Jill argue.
So I assume you've seen the Jill and Caleb comedy hour.
Yeah, Caleb said it was a long story.
I'll give you the short version.
Yes.
So, Caleb and Jill used to be a team. They were huge. 20 Christmas movies in 10 years. So, when they decided to get a divorce a few years ago...
Control issues, trust, the usual.
They stopped getting work. Until Dazzle Plus calls wanting to get into the Christmas movie game with... My Favorite Santa.
An old script of Jill's that Caleb was still attached to produce.
Dazzle Plus says, hey, listen, you come in on budget, deliver a hit, we'll guarantee you a 6-picture Christmas movie deal.
If they can find a way to work together.
Without actually working together.
Wow. No wonder Jamie has her hands full.
Oh, yeah. After this shoot, she deserves a Purple Heart.
Sad thing is, they used to be so good together. Always on the same page, finish each other's sentences. A real unit. I mean, it was like... Wow, I want what they have.
Oh, make that a Nobel.
Jamie gets the co-antagonists to shake hands. A screening.
After all,
Isn't Christmas the best time to fall in love?
I'm not sure I've ever heard that exactly, but if you really are Santa, I guess you would know.
Oh, I am. And I do.
Mariah leans in enough to reach Brad's lips. Try though they may, they can't get around the giant parka. Finally, their lips meet.
And cut! Love it! That's lunch, everyone!
Jamie whispers to Carrie.
I think so, right?
How'd we do?
I know, my mic's stuck in here somewhere. Well, you see the jacket, Greg? It totally worked. You know, this was Carrie's idea.
No, really?
Jamie and Jill commiserate.
Jamie, could you just tell Jill, thank you for the great morning?
Jill, Caleb says thank you for a great first morning.
Tell Caleb that he is welcome. And thank him for bringing in the good snow team. The shot looked amazing.
Yeah, it did. Okay.
With the ice finally breaking, Caleb leaves.
Okay.
Carrie's getting some lunch from the catering tables when Nancy appears.
Carrie, I got you something. Mom, what are you doing here? You can't keep showing up like this.
Hey,
who's running the store?
Oh, you mean the empty store? Don't worry, I left a sign. Be back soon, unless Brad Baxter proposes.
Nice.
Anyway, I just wanted to see how you're doing around all the movie people.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's for lunch?
Don't.
You know, I checked out Main Street on the way here. Everything is absolutely magnificent. That snow?
Mm-hmm.
What is it made of, actually?
Well, it's mostly foam. There's a little crushed ice and some potato flakes.
Oh, hello, Brad.
Hi, Nancy. Are you joining us for lunch?
No. Oh, is it okay?
For you, of course. Grab a box. Have you really never seen any of my movies?
Did my mother tell you that?
Maybe.
Don't take it personally.
Well, they're my movies. How else am I supposed to take it?
Please.
You're Brad Baxter. What do you care what I think?
Because. You seem cool. And smart and talented and authentic. And I want you to like me. Like everybody else does.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's not showbiz all the time.
Well, who says I don't like you?
Yes, so you do like me. Excellent. Okay. Back to 100. Nancy, you want to join me over here? Right. Yes. Carrie, you coming?
No.
Okay, we'll be over here.
Brad offers his arm to Nancy, and they saunter off. Later, Caleb shows up at Carrie's house. She opens the door.
Hi. Wow, I can't believe you actually have a white picket fence.
The three of them sit together.
Carrie, I'd like to hire you full time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You mean there's absolutely no one else you can find?
Oh, no. I've tried. There's not a costumer to be had anywhere. Yeah, it's a problem this close to the holidays.
I mean, thank you for thinking that I'm capable of...
Carrie, trust me. We have done a lot of hiring in our day, and...
Carrie and Nancy exchange glances.
That would mean you would have to run retrofit.
Yes.
Full time. By yourself.
Carrie, if you don't take this job, I am going to change the locks on the store and close it for good. So do it.
Caleb mouths the words thank you to Carrie.
Okay.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Both grabs of you. Their hands.
Yes. Oh, that's... I needed that so much.
Okay.
Carrie writes out a quick check to Centennial Properties for $2,000. She writes a note on their collection letter to her. Full payment will be made in 60 days. Her attention is drawn to a television show.
And now we return to Three Times the Christmas.
A quaint red home with a gable roof and icicle lights strung all around. Two pairs of feet sway back and forth in front of a cozy fire. Brad Baxter, cradling an actress in his arm, her head resting on his shoulder, looks at the camera, smiles, and winks.
Oh, actually, I have a question for Jill. A lot of people have been asking how such a hip Santa came to pass. Was that how you had originally envisioned the style of the character?
Well, yes and no. See, while we were shooting, we got a kind of unexpected request from Dazzle. So, we have a costume crisis.
What is it?
Dazzle hates Brad's Santa costume. They said that it's classic but boring. They want something different.
Well, I mean, it's a Santa suit, so how different can it get?
Well, think something bolder, more stylized, elevated. And sorry, but we are still shooting after lunch. But you got this, Carrie.
Jill and Jamie quickly turn to go, leaving Carrie bewildered. She goes to the racks of clothes and examines each outfit, one by one. Finally, she grabs a red frock. Carrie sits down with spiral books of layout bond paper and sketches red outfits. She gets to a sewing machine and stitches red fabrics together. She pins a furry white border around the lapels and sleeves of the outfit and cuts the excess off with scissors. Brad emerges in a three-piece red suit.
Am I the coolest Santa or what?
Woo! Carrie, it's sensational. A total game changer.
Yeah, it's terrific, but Dazzle's never gonna go for this.
What?
What? You said they wanted different. This is different.
It is the perfect combination of old and new and traditional and chic. And I, for one, think I look great. Not to make this about me.
I completely agree with you. I say we send some photos to Dazzle.
Thank you.
Okay, we tell them that we love this. See what comes back.
Thank you.
I think we need to take a stand on this.
Yes.
Okay, Jamie, can you tell Jill that...
Everyone looks at Caleb.
I agree. And I do value her opinion.
Surprised, Jill turns to go, Jamie soon following.
That's really...
But hey, whatever happens, I meant what I said. This costume is next level. You, Carrie Devine, are going places.
Well, I watched one of your Christmas movies last night.
You did?
Yeah. Christmas, three...
Ah, Three Times Christmas. That's... Yes, I did some great stuff in that. What'd you think?
I thought you, Brad Baxter, are going places.
Bumps into a tree.
I'm okay.
It's a Christmas tree.
Embarrassed, Carrie, without turning around, leaves.
Oh, Carrie, Dazzle thinks you're a genius. They're all in on the Santa suit.
Really?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
It is. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. I also have some less than great news. Now that we know what costumes we need for the film, I'm probably going to have to return about half of what I bought from you.
Oh, so you're going to need about half the money back.
Yes. Great. You know what? Hey, you guys stop there. What about a consolation prize? Christmas tree? Huh? We'll load it up with all the trim-ins. Okay, so keep up the good work. You're doing awesome. Okay, we'll see you soon.
Carrie and Nancy, back at home.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just...
Baking Christmas cookies in November?
Well...
While watching a Brad Baxter movie.
Relax. I was just trying to see if I could remember Dad's recipe and that's research.
Well, I haven't had one of these since, when your dad made them that last Christmas.
Yeah, should have never taken that trip.
Honey, you have to let that go. You had no way of knowing he was going to get sick. Oh, delicious, just like Dad.
Burnt on the bottom.
A Christmas cook-off. I just adore
Brad this. Brad looks at the camera, smiles, and blinks.
Does he always do that little thing?
Honey, you have so much to catch up on.
Apparently.
Mariah and Brad, out for drinks.
To my favorite Santa.
Oh, well, to my favorite leading lady.
Aw, thanks, BB.
Just don't tell any of my other co-stars.
Your secret's safe with me.
See, I can always
enjoying red wine together.
Any other secrets I should be keeping?
Like any special feelings you might be having about a certain costumer?
Oh,
I see the way you look at her.
Don't.
And she is lovely.
Well, you know I have my rules. No on-set romances.
Rules are made to be broken.
Brad Riley shakes his head.
She is nice. She's, like, adorable, down to earth, you know? Kind of shy, but self-effacing. She's, like, strong.
Not that you've been paying attention.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Look, I get it. I would just say, take it one step at a time.
Brad ponders the matter. At home, Carrie tosses on the bed the Coastal College of Art and Design fashion portfolio. Carrie Devine. She looks through the pages of her sketches, the outfits, the wide-brimmed hats, the gowns. She picks up a rejection letter from the college. Nancy appears in the doorway.
Just came to say goodnight.
Oh, I was just,
Nancy sees the sketches, the swatches of fabrics.
Dad and I never should have let you quit after one semester.
Yeah, well, you couldn't even get into their little freshman fashion show. You probably quit too. It didn't exactly scream, I belong.
Nancy turns the pages.
I just wish you hadn't gotten so discouraged. I mean, look at all
high top and V-neck dresses.
You were so much better than you thought.
Maybe.
Beautiful. Sleep well, Annie.
Okay, you too.
Carrie sighs as she reminisces about her dreams and aspirations.
Ah, my favorite scene. Gosh, they were all so great to play. But if I had to choose one, I think I would go with the bakery scene that was about halfway through the film. It gets to me just thinking about it.
Brad in red suit.
Because you're Santa Claus.
Because with the right person by your side, anything is possible.
Sitting together in a cafe, they hold Christmas mugs. He takes her hand, and they look into each other's eyes.
And cut. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. That's a keeper.
Caleb gets up and leaves. Later, he runs into Jill and Jamie downtown.
Report. So the Christmas hats are on the way. Fun thing. They actually have them in green and red, so you can choose.
Oh, sorry.
Jamie, can you please ask Caleb why he was upset at the end of the bakery scene today?
I was just remembering when you wrote that line, when you have the right person on your side, anything's possible.
Caleb, it's a really old script. It's like 100 years ago.
It's 6. You wrote it about our marriage, Jill. About our success, about what we had, why we had it, because of each other.
I wrote it about a guy who claims to be Santa and a baker who has lost her belief in Christmas.
But the words were based on us.
We used to be crazy about each other, Jill.
Yeah, and now we're just crazy.
Or at least acting that way. I mean, this whole...
He looks around.
Look at us talking without an interpreter for once.
Yeah, finally. Talking through Jamie was the stupidest idea ever.
I'm pretty sure that was your idea.
Well, they can't all be Jim's.
Caleb pauses and steps in closer to Jill, but she puts her hands up.
I need to go and prep for tomorrow, so...
Yeah.
Good night, Caleb.
Good night, Jill.
Caleb is left standing there alone as Jill leaves. Carrie opens a box, Balsam Hill Christmas cheer ornaments. Inside are ornately designed glass ball baubles. She picks up two of the ornaments. As her mother walks in, Carrie decorates the tree.
Gee, I am pretty sure I remember someone saying about Christmas, I just don't like to overdo it.
Well, Caleb offered me all of this stuff, and I didn't want to be rude, so...
Honey, I am so happy things are going so well for you on the movie. And you get to hang out with Brett Baxter all day.
That's a nice bonus.
Mommy, he's a movie star. We have very different worlds.
Honey, when are you going to believe anything is possible? Would you hand me that crystal star, please?
Carrie pauses, her arms folded, but she leans down and retrieves the star.
Wow.
Nancy climbs a ladder and puts the brightly illuminated star on the top of the tree, nearly brushing the ceiling. Decorated in red poinsettias and green foliage, it is quite a lovely sight.
Isn't that pretty?
Later, in Carrie's room, photos and illustrations of models in pretty dresses, swatches of fabrics, and newspaper articles are tacked to bulletin boards. In the dim light of her room, Carrie sketches with a thick black marker. She manifests the hourglass figure of a woman in a tight-fitting dress with fringe on the skirt hemline and the neckline. A wide-rimmed black hat graces the figure's head. Carrie pauses from sketching, and gazes at her creations with a hint of a smile on her face. She opens the laptop to the Job Utopia website. Knit designer, women's wear. Stella DeMarco Designs. Women's label seeks innovative designers. On set, Brad is on the phone.
Shoots in London. Whoa. And you sure they asked for me? It's awesome. I'm yes, please tell them I'm interested. And that's superb. Thank you, Lucy. Okay. Okay, I look forward to it.
A stunned moment for Brad. He peeks out his trailer door and calls to Carrie.
Oh, hey. You heading home or pulling it?
He starts walking with Carrie.
home after I press these costumes for tomorrow.
Yeah, big plans this weekend?
Oh, yeah. My mom and I, we're going to make our famous fried chicken. And then, if I'm feeling really wild, I'm going to wash my hair.
She stops.
You know, I just never get a good home-cooked meal when I'm on the road. It's just really something I miss.
You're welcome to join.
I'm in. What time?
Brad brings flowers and wine.
Hi. I didn't know what to bring, so I brought it all.
Okay, come in.
Okay. You really know how to decorate.
At the dining table.
Wow, this meal was incredible. I can't believe you made a full Christmas dinner.
Oh, it was just a little something we threw together.
Yeah, no biggie. Just you should see what she does for actual Christmas.
Oh, I am told that I go over the top. I'm just a little crazy for Christmas.
Well, they don't call it the most wonderful time of the year for nothing. Every Christmas morning, wherever I am, first thing I have to watch is A Wonderful Life.
Really?
Yes. Every Christmas. You know, I think it was when my dad first showed me as a kid. It's pretty special.
What do you want, Mary? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
Carrie nods, barely.
Wow.
Yeah? No? Nothing?
Bravo!
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You should do the remake.
Oh, God.
Brad Baxter as George Bailey. Oh. Now, who wouldn't want to see
that? Me, for starters, and apparently your daughter. No, talk about being set up to fail. No, I've been there, and that was a low point.
He looks at Carrie.
Story.
Carrie, mostly expressionless, looks at him again. By the tree, Brad plays the piano.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It is so nice to hear this piano again.
Oh.
It's been quite a few years. My late husband, Dean, was the only person that could play the piano in this household, right?
Yeah. Ah. Oh, wow. That must have been really hard losing him on both of you.
It was, but Carrie was my rock. I couldn't have done it without her. He was a very sweet, kind, generous man. And an even better cook than me, if you believe that.
I don't know.
What about you, Brad? What are your parents like?
My parents are
They're amazing. They're kind and funny and hardworking and still ridiculously in love after like 40 years. Yeah, I hope to one day be as happy as they are.
I don't mean to be nosy, but aside from the rumors, have you ever been?
Kelly is a guest.
What's the matter with you?
No. It's okay. It's okay, really. Well, I thought I was, Nancy, a few times, actually, but not close enough, I guess. Mm. But you know what? I'm a blue skies kind of guy, so I live in hope. Okay, hey, let's see. Who knows? All I want for Christmas is you.
I know.
I do. Well,
come on over. Okay, I want you to go doot, 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 doot. Okay?
Doot, 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 doot.
Yes, ready? Here we go.
After dinner, they step outside.
Thank you to you and your mom. That was my best night out in ages.
Wow. Your life is as boring as mine.
Okay. I don't know if I would go that far. I mean, I am still the king of Christmas.
Right. Oh. Yes. Speaking of which, this Brad has been nice getting to know compared to the showbiz.
Enjoy your day off. I'll see you outside.
Brad turns to go.
Good night, Santa.
Good night, costume lady.
He walks away. Carrie stands watching him and clears her throat. Later, she is back on her laptop, the Job Utopia website, an employment application form for Stella DeMarco Designs New York. She types her information into the form. Quote, I am applying for the position of assistant designer. Click. She opens her resume. Carrie Devine, fashion designer. Skills. About me. Experience. Education. Onto the site she uploads the application form, cover letter, resume, and portfolio. Submit application. Click. Done. Back to the premiere and the five cast members. Jamie takes the mic.
Okay, folks, spill some tea. Any onset romances we should know about?
Everyone looks at one another. Caleb exclaims,
cowards! Come on! Well, look, the truth is, movie sets aren't exactly the hive of romantic activity.
Flashback.
Think.
Brad holds out an envelope for Carrie.
What is it?
Well, it's not going to open itself.
Carrie takes it and reads what's written on it.
To Carrie Devine, costume ninja.
She takes a folded note out of the envelope. Okay.
This note will entitle the holder to an unforgettable dinner with a not so secret admirer.
She looks at Brad, who gazes into her eyes.
RSVP to Brad Baxter ASAP. Is Santa inviting me to dinner?
Would you settle for the actor that plays Santa?
It depends on what it is.
Well, see, he had such a great time with you and your mom, but he just really wants to return the favor.
You'd like to invite my mom to dinner?
Well, I'm crazy about your mom, but would really love some quality time alone with her dog.
Carrie turns her head, smiles, and utters,
she accepts.
A broad smile from Carrie. At home, Brad picks a gold Christmas tree bauble from a case of Balsam Hill gold ornaments. He holds it up to his face by his fingers and turns it, tilting his head and smiling. He goes over to the Christmas tree, strung with tiny white lights and baubles galore, and hangs it on a branch. He holds the ornate bauble in his hand, turning it this way and that. On a set with Carrie. Sprinkles of snow fall outside a window by their small table. A crewman sprinkles snow. Another crewman brings their plates. A slice of pizza on each plate. Carrie points to it.
I recognize this.
Mm-hmm.
Cervenos?
From the village?
How? All the way from New York? How did you do this?
Let's just say I know people.
Yeah, it must be good to be Brad Baxter.
It is.
Carrie's
right
face is blank, without hint of expression.
Ah.
Snaps his fingers. Lights and cameras.
Okay.
And I know what you're thinking, but you can never have too much Christmas, right?
I am starting to believe that. You have to try this.
Okay, I've been dying. Here we go.
Best in the world. Just dig in. Just
okay. They both take a big bite of pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Is that not the best? Okay. Mm. So tell me. Did you always want to be an actor?
No, actually. I sort of just stepped in it. I tagged along with a buddy to an audition years ago, and he didn't get the part.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, just for sitting there. They said that I looked the part, whatever that means. And I had no idea what I was doing. To tell you the truth, I still don't really know what I'm doing.
So. You and me both. So that was the end of the Prince of Pine career?
Oh, yeah. It was a great loss to the furniture ecosystem.
The other night, you mentioned something about the low point.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
I was offered this part in this edgy little low-budget indie film, but I backed out when I was offered more money for another movie. I grew up poor, so anytime I was offered more money for anything, I took it. But anyways, Sunrise Highway goes on to become this critic's darling.
Sunrise Highway?
Yeah.
You gave up Sunrise Highway?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, but, you know.
Oh, that's awful.
Trust me, I'm grateful for my career, but I'm also human. And sometimes I wonder what my career would look like had I just taken a risk, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do, I get it. I was in fashion school.
Yeah?
Yeah, in New York.
Aha, okay.
And I dropped out.
Why?
I wasn't good enough. I couldn't cut it.
What? You're so talented.
No. But you can't go backwards. You can only move forwards. I think you just have to climb the mountain. You know? Spread your wings and take a leap. All that stuff. I don't know.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I was just offered a starring role in this new edgy indie thriller called Ryan's Game.
Do you like it? Do you want to do it?
I do, yes. It's risky. I don't know. Is it right for me? I mean, it could be, but
you should do what makes you happy.
I should do it.
Carrie nods.
Dance.
Brad gets up.
Chestnuts roasting on a fortune fire.
He extends his hand to Carrie.
Jet frogs nipping at your nose.
They go to the open floor and dance.
Yuletide carols being sung by the choir and folks dressed up like everyone.
They sway back and forth, hand in hand, looking into each other's eyes.
And some mistletoe.
Close, turning. She looks up at him, and he down at her.
To make the seas.
In the subtle darkness, illuminated by a purple light from above.
Tiny tots.
Their lips nearly touching, they finally kiss, leaning and swaying.
We'll find it hard to sleep.
They stand together in a warm embrace, swaying this way and that.
They know it's safe.
They rock and sway in rhythm with the violins and string bass. Lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Mariah and Jill at the hotel bar.
Oh,
Caleb turns around.
Oh, hey. These seats are free if you dare.
After you?
It's just a late night menu, but
Jill sits down next to Caleb at the bar.
Would you look at that? I'm getting a call from my dad. Sorry.
Mariah craftily makes a hasty excuse to leave the two of them alone.
Would you like a fry? They're crinkle cut. Your favorite.
Thank you.
Jill takes a fry.
Look at us. With all these super important things that we can talk about now.
Caleb, what you said the other day about that line.
With the right person on your side,
anything is possible. Yeah. Because for a long time, it was possible. I mean, it's like when I wrote that script. It was a really joyous experience.
Mariah, from a distance, turns to see them.
We were in a good place, and it just flowed right out of me.
We let a lot of stupid things get in the way, Jill.
And I know. And I'm sorry.
He turns to look at her. Mariah comes back.
What'd I miss? I think it's called the season.
Jill takes off her coat. Brad and Carrie walk along the sidewalk in downtown Twelve Oaks.
This is amazing. All of the decorations make everything look so magical.
It's a huge draw for the fans, you know. All part of the Christmas.
They look around them as they walk, arm in arm.
You part of that fantasy?
I'm just an actor, playing a role. But if I can make my audiences happy, bring a little joy to their lives, then I'm happy.
You know what would make me really happy?
He faces her.
Name it.
She picks up a handful of snow and chucks it at him. Her mouth agape, with a shocked expression, she looks at her hand.
It's not even real!
You think? But it was so fun watching.
Snowflakes are all over his coat. She brushes the fake flakes away.
There's one good thing you can do in the snow.
Oh boy.
He steps in the middle of the snow bank. He lays flat on his back on top of the snow mound.
Come here. You gotta help me up. I think I'm stuck.
Brad extends his hand. As Carrie grasps it, he pulls her into the snow bank next to him. Playfully, she smears snow into his beard stubble. He tosses handfuls in the air. The next day, cast and crew are hard at work. In the wardrobe room, Carrie lays dresses on a table. Her phone buzzes. It's Stella DeMarco Designs calling.
This is Carrie.
Arriving home, Carrie flies through the door.
Care, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be on the set?
I forgot the garment bag. I need to head back. I didn't tell you this because I didn't actually think it was going to happen, but I applied for this random fashion design job online, and I got an interview day after tomorrow on Zoom in New York.
New York!
Yes! Don't worry, they're not hiring me right away, but I guess they kind of liked my designs.
Honey, this is fantastic. I'm so proud of you. You're finally following your dream.
Whatever you decide, whatever happens, I'm behind you 100%. Thank you.
Brad and Mariah rehearse their lines.
Nick, no one's asking you to leave town, especially before Christmas. You'd be making a big mistake.
No, I can't stay in a place where no one believes in me.
We believe in you. I believe in you as a person, as Nick. We just don't believe you're Santa Claus. Is this working? I don't know if this is working. I mean, I feel like she's going to lose the man she loves, and I feel like she's not feeling how major that is.
Well, maybe it's less about what she's saying, more about what she's not saying. You know, like, what does she not realize?
He turns to Carrie.
What do you think?
I was just thinking this scene, it's like with my dad. We didn't get to spend our last Christmas with him, and I have regretted it ever since. Should have cherished the moment, but we didn't know. I always thought there was going to be another Christmas. But Evie does know that this is the end, and she's going to let Nick go anyway. So I think to answer Brad's question, what she needs to be realizing, what she needs to be feeling is that she's going to...
She straightens Brad's tie.
For a long, long time.
She straightens his lapels and leaves.
Thank you.
Brad gives Mariah a look.
I think I have my motivation.
In the scene at the bakery, Christmas decor is abundant.
We believe in you. I believe in you. As a person. As Nick. We just don't believe you're Santa Claus.
What do you believe?
Dressed in his red jacket, Carrie is watching.
But I also believe that I'd regret letting you go. For how long?
The crew watches intently. So moved was Mariah, she closes her eyes.
Wow.
Mariah signals a praying gesture to Carrie.
Thank you, by the way, for sharing that story about your dad earlier. I'm sure you're...
Brad and Carrie are walking around.
Yeah.
Well, not to play amateur shrink or anything, but, do you think missing your dad this last holiday season sort of puts you off Christmas a little bit?
Okay. Not so amateur after all.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's my agent.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Just real quick.
Carrie sits down on a bench.
Hi, Lucy. Yeah. I know that they need an answer. Yeah. Oh, now.
He mumbles something to Carrie.
Well, yeah, no, I have been thinking about it a lot, and you can go ahead and tell them yes. Yeah, you could tell them a big, fat, appreciative yes. I know. You're right. It's going to be amazing. All right, well, then I guess, yeah, no, we'll talk tomorrow. Okay. All right, bye.
Brad sits down next to Carrie.
So you're taking it.
I'm going to take it. Yeah. I am. It starts right after my next Christmas movie and in none other than London. Come with me.
Carrie raises her eyebrows.
To London?
I'm going to need a costume. I'm going to need to look great. I trust you. It would be a blast. Come with me.
I appreciate the offer.
Okay.
I do. I'm flattered. I am. I have maybe some good news myself.
Okay. What?
Well, I have an interview tomorrow for a women's design label in New York as a designer.
That's not good news. That's phenomenal news. That's like life-changing news.
I want to talk about London.
No, you know what? Say a word. Don't even. I want you to go on that interview. Okay? See what happens with that. And just know, I'll be in London with a job.
The interview on Carrie's laptop.
We have 5 extremely creative, talented, exciting candidates. Why should I choose you?
I have seen the world of fashion from both the design perspective and the retail end, which has given me a unique insight into how buyers think and what actually goes into a purchase.
Tell me about it.
Solemnly, without expression, Carrie walks into a retrofit shop. Nancy comes to greet her.
So how was it?
Okay, I think. Maybe better than okay. Apparently I have a 1 in 5 chance, so I guess I'll be hearing from her in the next few days. Who knows? You may have a decision of your own to make. The Big Apple or Big Bang?
Carrie starts to say something, but is lost in thought. the premier audience at the Cinema of the Arts Theater.
What's the craziest thing that went wrong while making the movie?
Ooh. Oh.
Caleb answers.
The craziest thing?
He looks at Jill.
That would have to be definitely when the crew showed up for the Santa's workshop.
He shakes his head.
Yeah.
A fire truck at the scene. Firemen milling about. Caleb pushes through the assembled onlookers.
Hey, coming through, folks. Coming through.
Excuse me, guys.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm a producer. What's happening?
A small fire. Shorten the breaker panel. It's all contained.
Okay, good. So we can go in now?
No, sir. Premises are off limits.
But we're shooting a movie.
Not gonna happen. Not today.
Fireman pats Caleb on the shoulder. Caleb gets on the phone.
We have a problem. All right, team, bottom line is, unfortunately, we have lost our location for the day. So we can either rejig the script or we can change the schedule, but something has got to give here.
Well, you know Mariah and I can't extend. We're both jumping into other movies.
Yes, Brad, I know we need to finish this on time, but the question is how.
I just checked on the vintage clock shop, the Gold Rush Museum, and the old bottle factory. They're no go. I'm sorry, guys. I've run out of strings to pull.
Caleb, I don't have to tell you. These are our opening scenes. We have no movie without them.
I know, Jill. I'm trying. But we need a new location today, and we need it dressed today. So any suggestions?
Carrie.
Anyone?
Okay, this might sound...
The crew bursts crazy. Into Carrie's retrofit shop.
I can't believe it, but this might actually work. Carrie, we'll get everything back into place in time for you to open tomorrow.
Don't worry about it. Just do what you gotta do.
The crew goes their separate ways, on a mission as the show must go on. Clothes racks are moved out.
Oh, I can help.
Okay.
Accessories, ornaments, big red bags, computers, and set pieces are moved in. Mannequins are taken away from the windows. Nancy arranges the ornaments on the Christmas tree. Jill gives her a big smile. Cast and crew like gaze up at the tree as Carrie adds the finishing touch, the illuminated star on top. Carrie, on a ladder, turns around with a big smile. Brad, in his red Santa suit, starts the scene.
If I can convince just one person that I am actually Santa Claus, then Christmas can go on as scheduled. You elves hold the fort.
Brad takes a package away with him as the elf turns around. The crew watches.
And cut! That was great, you guys. So much fun.
Well, we did it.
You know what today reminded me of?
Your worst nightmare?
Well, old times. Some 11th hour disaster would hit, and it'd be sink or swim. But we would always swim, because you'd always figure out how to make it work.
With you leading the way.
Man, we were good.
Yeah.
We still
Jill are. Nods, reflecting her conviction.
Thanks for figuring out how to get by without that third scene. We wouldn't have made the day.
Jill shakes her head, and they embrace.
Yeah, okay.
Brad and Carrie at Retrofit.
You know, costume lady, I'm beginning to think you're our lucky star.
Starting to feel pretty lucky myself.
I kind of think every movie set needs a Carrie.
Yeah, even the one in London?
Well, whatever you decide, I'm serious. I think you're born for this. Could be the perfect.
Brad wipes the makeup off his face. Later, at home, Carrie and her mother prepare dinner.
Just gonna steal.
Carrie's phone rings. She looks grimly at it, eyes wide open.
What is it, honey?
She holds up her phone.
I got it.
Text message to Carrie. How soon can you start? Sincerely, Stella, on Brad's phone, a gossip website, quote, will Brad Baxter hurt good guy career with bad guy role in Edgy Ryan's game?
Lucy, it's Brad.
Carrie on the set. Here phone rings. It's her mother.
Hey, Mom.
Carrie, did you read the article I sent you?
No. I've just been crazy busy.
It's been trending for the last hour.
Brad has backed out on Ryan's game.
What? No. He didn't mention anything to me.
Well, is he there?
Go see him.
Yeah, he is here. Just a sec.
Honey, what have you decided about New York? Are you... Hello?
Brad comes out of his trailer.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Did you back out of Ryan's game?
Yeah. I was going to talk to you about this, but it was...
I was offered the job in New York.
You were? That's so wonderful.
Yeah, it would have been. But I turned it down.
Ugh. Brad looks down in this solemn moment.
To come work with me in London.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Carrie, I'm so sorry. I just completely...
forgot about me.
No.
Brad,
I just...
Joe needs you on set.
Give me a second.
Copy just, that, we're on the move.
Can we please talk about this later?
Jamie leads Brad back to the set. Kelly looks away and barely nods. At home.
It's like it never crossed his mind, you know, to consider how him quitting the movie would affect anyone else.
I know, honey, it doesn't exactly say I'll be there for you.
No, you know what it does say, though? That at heart, he's still just showbiz Brad. Yeah. And I'm just Carrie from 12 Oaks.
Honey, maybe for you, this friendship was just a lovely, unexpected bonus. Part of the wonderful, unexpected experience of doing this.
Carrie nods.
And perhaps that's just where the story ends.
Except in the movie version, you know, I get the guy and the gig.
Honey, what if that position hasn't been filled yet? What if you got a hold of Stella?
No.
And said you changed your mind?
No, I would look like a flake. I should have jumped at the chance.
Okay, so why didn't you?
He told me I was born to work in movies. And I thought, maybe he's right. Like I had found something that I was good at. Like somewhere that I belonged. I don't know. Stupid. I should have never.
She covers her eyes.
You have so much to offer. There are other movies,
no.
You know. If you want to design in New York, you can do that too.
No. I'm going to go back to Retrofit. I'm going to pay off the debt and, mission accomplished.
The crew watches a scene together.
I should have never left. I should have never given up. You are the only one for me, Evie. I just hope that I'm still the only one for you.
You are. Completely. And coming back for me from such a long way, it tells me everything I need to know. I believe you now, Nick. I really and truly do.
I guess the reindeer and sleigh outside didn't hurt.
I promise you, Nick, you'll always be my favorite Santa.
They both lean in over the table and their lips meet.
Hold and cut. That's picture wrap.
Oh.
Lots of hugs.
Congratulations, everybody. Hotel bar, 8 o'clock tonight on us, okay?
Thank you.
While Jill and Brad embrace, he spots Carrie across the room. She nods at him, and she and Caleb embrace.
See you later.
Smiling, Jill goes over to Caleb.
Well, I know I'm probably biased, but I'd say we made our best movie yet.
Well, I like to think we learned a little something along the way.
That night, the cast and crew meet in the hotel bar. Brad approaches Carrie.
Hey, costume lady.
Hi, Brad.
Cheers.
They clink their wine glasses.
I want to thank you for your effort and creative genius on this.
It has been a while.
Uncomfortably, she gives him a furtive glance.
All right, everyone. Jill and I just wanted to make a little toast to all of you. Our crew, thank you so much for your hard work on this film. It means everything to us.
And we also know that you have had a front row seat for these past few weeks to the Caleb and Jill comedy
Mariah Beams.
Hour. Yes, Mariah, we know you call it that, but we love you anyway.
We just wanted to say we are so sorry and apologetic if we drove anyone a little too crazy with our on-set antics.
But making this movie made us realize that we could do so much better together than we do apart.
Yeah, not only as filmmakers, but as a couple.
So we have made a decision to give love a second chance.
So wish us luck, please. Cheers, everyone.
Toasts and hugs all around. Brad turns to Carrie.
Didn't see that coming.
No? I thought actors were supposed to be observant.
Carrie, I think you might have overestimated me.
I'll remember that the next time a movie star comes through town. Merry Christmas.
With that, Carrie walks away. Brad looks somber, and Mariah approaches him.
Sorry, Brad. Maybe some rules aren't made to be broken.
Carrie, outside on the fake snow-encrusted street, walks ever so slowly, her hands in her pockets, looking downward with each step. Back to the premiere, Nancy asks a question.
So what has everyone been up to since the end of the shoot?
Well, Jill and I just finished our first of six new films for Dazzle Plus.
Oh, geez. Yes, it's a sequel that I wrote and directed called, appropriately enough, My Favorite Santa 2. That's T-O-O.
Starring none other than me as your first female Santa Claus.
Ooh, give it up.
Brad answers the question.
Well, there was, but I had a conflict. I was in London shooting an indie thriller, Ryan's Game. It's super dark, total departure for me. Which is why I turned it down at first. But fortunately, their production got delayed, and they came back to me, and this time I said yes. And it comes out in March. Thank you.
What made you change your mind?
Someone a whole lot wiser than me told me that I just needed to climb the mountain, spread my wings, and take a leap.
The Q&A at the premiere continues.
What about you, Carrie? What have you been up to since we stopped shooting?
Flashback.
Well?
Caleb and Jill meet Carrie and Nancy.
Oh, don't you two look happy?
Love always conquers all, would you say?
I'd say it has a little something to do with it. Yeah. Mary Lee!
Thank you so much for everything. I think this might be one of our best locations yet.
Oh, 100%.
Now that we're on the map, let's stay on the map.
Well, if we get to make a My Favorite Santa 2, we'll be back, I promise.
Oh.
Well, if we get to make a My Favorite Santa 2, we'll be back, I promise.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
Sounds good, Mary. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Carrie.
Well, you ever find yourself back in 12 Oaks and need a costumer? I'm your girl.
Better yet, how about you move to L.A., huh? We could keep you very busy.
For a very long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Well, just think about it. Take your time and let us know, okay? Nancy.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Lots of hugs.
Oh, really?
Pleasure.
As they all embrace, Brad gets in his ride.
We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
With a solemn expression, Brad looks at Carrie and Nancy. Carrie meets his gaze. She nods. Brad closes the car door, and he's on his way. Carrie stands there watching as the car drives away. Back to the premiere, Carrie shares her experience.
My mom and I, we closed up the store, and I moved to LA to start
costume designing for Caleb and Jill. My first assignment, my favorite Santa 2, which, ironically, was shot back in my hometown of 12.
At the reception.
I am so proud of you, honey. And your father would have been proud of you, too.
The best is yet to come. I just know it.
Well, I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for your belief in me, so thank you.
Honey, I'm just so glad that we got to share this amazing event together. I must have 1,000 photos to put on my Christmas movie page.
I am sure you do.
How about one?
It's Brad.
Well, I thought you'd never ask.
Would you mind?
Oh, of course.
Brad takes a selfie with Nancy while Carrie looks away.
Thank you.
You both look beautiful.
Oh, well, I think it's time for a refill. Excuse me.
An uncomfortable moment between Brad and Carrie.
So, London.
Yes.
Finally.
I did it.
Hmm.
I really want you to note that what I said in there, I meant. You were the one that inspired me to take that part.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't have worked on my favorite Santa if it wasn't for you chiming in, so we're even.
Turns out I'm not exactly the showbiz after party kind of guy anymore, so I'll see you around.
Okay.
A little wave to him.
Carrie.
Grimly, she looks back.
I'm so sorry. Okay?
She nods.
I backed out of that role because of me. I was selfish. I was thinking about me and my brand and my image and showbiz Brad.
No, I have spent most of my life believing I wasn't enough. And you came in and you changed that. And part of me wants to thank you.
You made me real. I never felt so real in my life, and it terrified me. So I did what I do, and I ran, and I hid. I was the coward. That's on me, but I'm so sorry that I hurt you. So I'm really happy that you're doing well.
Brad pauses, standing there, and without another word, he leaves. But he stops. Carrie gets with her mother, Caleb, and Jill. There's Brad.
I left you once before, and I'm not leaving you again. Please, give me a chance to show you.
You just did.
She leans into him. He takes her face in his hands, and they kiss passionately. Turning and swaying, they can't let each other go. Again and again, they kiss, while people gather, their attention drawn to the couple. Finally, Carrie turns her head and sees cameras pointed at them. They both giggle.
What a pretty looking
man. You want to go? Come with me.
Brad takes Carrie's hand, and they stride out of there quickly, leaving smiles on everyone's faces. Outside the theater, they embrace again.
Who's your face?
She grabs his lapels. They hold each other, lips pressed tightly together, while the brilliant lights of Hollywood shine all around them. Carrie turns to the camera, winks, and smiles. They take off running,